I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome a band from Mattawa, Minnesota. I think you're the only band we've ever had in here from Mattawa, Minnesota. And this is their third trip to our studios that I recall, because they have a third album out. Welcome to the Holy Hootenanners. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Christine. Hello.
So fun to have you back. Now, we'll talk about the new album in a little bit, but you also, the Mattawa Hootenanny is coming up tomorrow. Who wants to talk about that? Times and things that are happening there. Anyone want to take that one? Jeff? Jeff's going to take that one?
Sure, why not?
Get right up there on that mic.
So tomorrow, Saturday, July 8th, is our fifth annual Mattawa Hootenanny, happening right in downtown Mattawa, Salem's Mattawa Hall. Free festival. Music running from noon to 9:30 p.m. and we have a lot of good musicians lined up. Our big headliners are Feeding Leroy, Duluth band, that Katie and Bill Wisdom.
And I got to stop you there for a second. That mic is not picking up for some reason. I'm not. Oh, I. You know what? I bet I know what's happening there. All right. No, that's not it. So we're gonna try. Colleen, you want to take that one?
All right. Well, on Saturday from noon to 9:30, we have free live music with pig roast and kid games and vendors. And we are featuring some pretty good bands. A lot of folks from Duluth probably will know one of our featured bands is Feeding Leroy. And then we also have the Rowe Family Singers. We have Jacob Mann. Nathan Frazier from the Bruno area.
All right. Okay. Well, and I got that problem fixed, so we're okay now. We're okay now. That's also Aaron's mic, so we kind of need that. So who wants to do the honors and introduce the band? You want to try that one, Jeff? No, I think the mic's working.
Sure, I can take that one. The people we have here today, we have a 10-member band. There's six of us here today. We have Erin Langhorst on vocals and her husband Zach Langhorst on the dobro and some vocals, and Brooke Anderson on vocals and guitar and mandolin, and Colleen Myrie on guitar and vocals, and Caleb Anderson on keyboard, and my name is Jeff Gilbertson on the bass.
All right. Well, why don't you guys get started with the song? Your new album is called The Rumble, and we'll find out more about that and the album and anything else that you guys want to talk about. But what do you want to start with?
We'll start with that song. The title track is called The Rumble. I'm Brooke, and this is a song that I wrote. Here it is. Practice love. Don't just be things are
of this world won't matter anyway. Faith is trusting in something you don't know, and trust is having faith to let go and know you're enough.
The Holy Hootenanners, live from Studio A, and the title track from their new album, The Rumble. Where, how did that word come to you, Brooke, when you were writing
you
that song?
You want to know for real?
Of course.
I was reading a lot of Brené Brown.
You know, I actually was going to say to you, because I am reading one of her books right now, and I was going to say to you, I feel like we're reading the same books, and we apparently are.
I even contacted Brené Brown and said, can I use this word in my song? And they said yes.
But I've just started the Brené Brown journey, so tell me where the rumble comes in, because I haven't gotten to that part yet.
For
people who don't know, she is a woman who talks about, well, she specializes in issues of shame and things like that, but it's the things that keep us from living our life in a loving, connected, joyful manner.
Yeah.
And so that's what she's all about. So that message, practice love, don't just be in it. I love that line.
Where does
the rumble come from? Where was that in one of her books?
I guess I kind of internalized it and probably made it my own, but it's really just about, like, I don't know, those moments when you're fighting with yourself, when you're fighting with your demons and shame and guilt and all of these things that you feel. And it's the fight and overcoming that and feeling like getting through all of that on the other side and realizing, like, I am enough. I'm okay. What I've done is good enough, and accepting that and being okay with that. So,
I just thought it was a good word.
Yeah.
The rumble.
So did we.
So this album is your first one that has all originals on it. And Brooke, you write some, Jeff writes some, and Colleen writes some. That's kind of fun that you had enough. Is it the first time that you had enough songs to do a whole album, or did you just say, hey, let's try and do one with just our originals this time? How did that work?
Well, we started making a list of possible songs to record, and it turned out they just kept on coming. And by the time we had this list down, I think we had 13 songs. We're like, we're doing an all original album. And we thought it was all the better to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first album had one original song. Second album, I think, had six. So we gradually worked there and filled in the rest of the albums with, you know, standard gospel songs or traditional things. And this time it just felt right to take that next step artistically and creatively, you know. So.
And you guys, you are a gospel band. You started in the Salem, what is it, the Salem Church in Mattawa, Mount Salem?
Yep, Salem Lutheran Church.
Salem Lutheran
Mattawa,
Church.
Yep.
Are you still doing a regular performance
there?
Yeah,
we're still there the second, third, and fifth Sundays of the month to play.
But I feel like you are a group that kind of straddles the line between the spiritual and, you know, almost like, you know, Al Green, kind of, he was spiritual, but he also had a popular, you know, popular music career. I kind of feel like you guys sort of straddle that line as
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, we kind of like it that way. We're like one foot in both worlds, you know. And we, this album too, I think we've expanded our genre a little bit. We've added some soul and some traditional gospel kind of sounds. I don't know. I think we've just been pushing ourselves a little bit beyond just the country gospel.
Well, and that was very noticeable when you, at your Homegrown Music Festival performance, which I enjoyed very much. You had horns. You had you had everybody. You know, I think you won for who had the most people on stage. You brought the Hoot Kids out. I was trying to count how many people were on stage at any given time, because there's 10 members of the band. Then you brought like five kids out, and you had a horn section. Are the horn section, that's not a regular part of the band. They just kind of are extras, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, you guys had a crowd up there.
We like to have fun, you know.
It was,
the more,
you know,
the merrier.
It was a lot of fun, that, you know, and it really, it just does add another dimension to your sound. And, of course, gospel kind of reaches across those musical boundaries, so.
Yeah.
It fit really well. Yeah, so it looked like you guys were having fun up there. Sounds like you were.
Yeah, well, we're the kind of band, too. We play at church, but we also play at bars and festivals and county fairs and, you know, all of our past musical influences really are still a big part of us too. Past bands we've played in and past musical experiences, you know, so it's all encompassing.
Well, let's hear another one. What do you guys want to do next?
We're going to do another song that Brooke wrote called Stronger Than Yesterday. And one new thing we did on this album is kind of wrote songs for each other to sing. So, which is kind of a fun thing to do.
I was curious about that, because I noticed that one person would write the song, and then one in particular that really stood out was Drinking with the Devil, which Brooke wrote, but that is such a Colleen song. At you, Colleen, you have that just like rock voice, and it works so well with that song. So I was thinking about that, like, how did they decide who was gonna, you know? So, but you like intentionally wrote them for other people to sing?
That song especially. That was like the last song that we wrote. Of the songs that made it on the album, and I had Colleen in mind the whole, yeah, absolutely. We needed one of those kind of hard hitting, Colleen finisher songs, and that was.
And there is just a really nice flow to this album. There's a lot of variety, you know, even though it's all in the gospel genre, sort of. There's a lot of flow and variety into, like, that last one was just really beautiful harmonies, all that stuff. And then you have the Drinking with the Devil and some of the other ones. So I think it's really, really a lot of fun. Okay, so back to what song did I?
So Zach Langhorst is going to sing this song that Brooke wrote, and it's called Stronger Than Yesterday.
All right.
Burning in
the Holy Hootenanners live from Studio A, and another one from their new album, The Rumble. I was thinking as Zach was singing that there, you guys have such a deep bench. That's partly, you know, why there's such a variety in this, because, you know, you have so many people that can sing, and you have a lot of different instruments to work with, so it's kind of fun. You have a lot of options. And you utilize them, it seems like.
Yeah, hopefully we'll keep coming up with different ways to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard you guys recorded this. Last time you worked with Rich Madsen up at his studios. This time you went to Pachyderm, which is kind of a cool place. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, we did the last two, like you said, up at Sparta Sound, and we love it there. It's a great homey place, and Rich Madsen really makes you feel welcome, and you get to basically live on site for the time you're working on the album. We decided to do something different this time just so we didn't get in a rut. So Brooke and Caleb and I did a little studio tour. We went and visited Wild Sound in Minneapolis and thought it was an awesome place. And we were thinking, this will work really well. And then we kept going south down to Cannon Falls, Minnesota, and visited Pachyderm and saw the studio, which I thought was outstanding, top-notch equipment. And then we saw the guest house, and we knew that this is where we're going to do this, right here, with a band of 10 people and a outstanding vibe that they have down at Pachyderm. We knew that was the place to do it, and worked with this great engineer down there, Nick Tveitbach, that just did the Dead Man Winter record, you know, the Dave Simonette side project, or maybe that's his main project now, I don't know, but just did that record, and Haley Bonner's record. I think he was the engineer on her last record, and all kinds of other good projects, so he has a good reputation, and I think it just worked out great.
Well, and there are 10 of you, so getting things together to do a recording is kind of a commitment. Did you all just go down there at once and hammer it out? Is that how that works?
Yep, that's how we tend to do this. We went down there on a Friday afternoon, I think we started, in February this was, and then left there about 4 o'clock on Monday, hammered it all out, and then in the end of March we went down and did some mixing down there.
Mm-hmm.
So two separate trips down there, but we just make sure we go in fairly well rehearsed so we can be efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people making food while there's a recording, you know, keep each other fed. And we kind of have it down to a little bit of our own little system, you know.
Nice.
And watching babies.
How many band babies? I remember, Brooke, you were very pregnant a couple of years ago.
I've been very pregnant a few times.
A few times. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just noticed the one time. So how many band babies do we have? Now, well, then there's all the Hoot kids.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And are those all?
That's a deep bench too.
So tell me about that. You brought, you know, not only did you bring in a horn section, but you have a song, at least one song on the album that has the kids. Tell me about getting how that came about.
So there are six of our kids that sing, and we call them the Hoot Kids. That range in age from 10 to 13. So we had them sing, and on the first album they did a little section of a medley. Second album they did a traditional gospel song that we kind of backed them up, and this time they did a song all to themselves. So we had them singing, and then we have three other kids of members of this band that came in and added percussion. So we had a woodblock, a cowbell, and a tambourine, I believe, that were added along with the Hoot Kids. So there's nine of our children playing on that song a whole life through, and I don't know, it just fits our family vibe to include them in our shows when we can, you know, and get their musical career started. You know, four of them have started their own little rock band that's playing at our Hootenanny.
Really?
As well. So
what's it called?
They're called the Langertsons.
Nice.
The combination of two Langhorse children and two Gilbertson children.
Oh, nice.
The Langertsons.
I love it.
But they write all their own songs. Mm-hmm. Zach's daughter Josie does the majority of the songwriting for them. Mm-hmm. And they're actually going to go up to Sparta in August and record their own album up with Rich.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that project too. And this all comes out, you know, we spend so much time together as the Hootenanners that the kids are naturally together a lot. And
yeah,
I guess they just emulate what their parents are doing and say, let's go start a band.
So. That's really great. But I'm curious, you know, are there any kids that are saying, I am not going on stage. You can't make me. Anyone? Or are they all just hams and they just want to be up there? Okay. Aaron's nodding. Yep. They all want to be up there. Because occasionally there's kids that are like, no, I don't want to do that. But
yeah, I think we're just all around music so mm-hmm. much, and they mm-hmm. naturally have taken to it. You know, and I'm excited about it because once they get used to being in front of people, you don't think anything of it. If you start it later in life, it can be a little intimidating. But
right.
when you start at a young age, you don't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just well, exciting.
Well, while we're on the subject of offshoots of the band, Colleen, I notice you've been playing a lot in Superior lately. Are you doing more solo stuff anytime in the near future, or just keep our eyes open for those regular shows over in Superior?
Yeah, I've actually been gigging myself quite a bit this summer. I've been writing, doing more writing. I have been trying to possibly record my third album. And so I've been booking myself this summer. I have a regular residency once a month at the Spirit Room. Every third Wednesday of the month.
Great. I'm going to keep my eyes open for that because I always see that and go, oh, I need to go. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, and it's nice and early, 6 to 8. So.
All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Yeah, I think the one you already mentioned, but Drinking with the Devil. So this is a Colleen Myrie vocal with a Brooke Anderson written song.
All right. I went out drinking with the devil last night. He asked me, friend, why you gotta do right, do right.
Those are the Holy Hootenanners live from Studio A, another tune from their new album, The Rumble. And again, you can catch them at the Mattawa Hootenanny. It's tomorrow, starts at noon down there in Mattawa. And a very important announcement on the Facebook event: this year's Hootenanny will feature a large bouncy house.
Yes!
Hooray! Thank you so much, guys. That was really fun. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.